Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Friend, I am so excited that you're here. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Thank you for joining me here on my podcast From Head to Heart. And today we're going to be talking about pulling down strongholds in your life. Really, let's talk about destroying the strongholds in your life with the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ." So we're going to be talking all about how do we destroy these strongholds? What are they? And most importantly, how do we make them obey Christ? When I first started creating and crafting and putting together my course, the Spiritual Growth Framework, it was important for me to address all sides of our walk really with the Lord, but in this life. And I keep seeing this pattern when I work with women one-on-one or inside of one of my courses that it's really about our relationship with God. Well, first, our identity. It's our root system. It's our foundation. Where is our foundation? Then it goes into our relationship with God, our relationship with ourself and God, and then our relationship with our other people. And how do we practically live this out? It was important for me to address all of these because I had a hard time in my own life recognizing, how do I make these thoughts obey Christ? So in my course, Spiritual Growth Framework, it was important for me to help you. How do I renew my mind? That's a question I wanted to answer for you. How do I do this practically? So in today's episode, when we're talking about pulling down strongholds, ultimately, we must recognize we are in a war and are soldiers. If we are in a war, we can win the battle sometimes through our reactions. But if we're only living through our reactions, we are merely surviving the war and not winning, right? And what I mean by surviving our actions is that when we're not really thinking about what's happening, we're always on the defense versus being on the offense. I had read a quote a long time ago. I don't remember where it's from, but it said, "In times of peace, you prepare for times of war." And something that was important for me is that when war is happening, you don't all of a sudden learn how to use the tools and the weapons at the time of war. You learn in time of peace for that time of war. And the same thing is for our spiritual walk. It's things might be going good for you right now. And this is the time that you prepare, that you pray yourself up, that you get the word of God into your heart and not just into your mind. So that when war comes, now, if you feel like you're in a war, that's okay. You don't have to survive the war because you win the war. That's also what I want you to know. So the scripture says that we are waging war. That means that we're playing, that we're on the offense. So scripture is telling us that we get to be on the offense, not the defense. Spiritual warfare is not only happening to us, right? It doesn't just happen to us and it's not just how we respond. If we are waging war, we understand that our weapons are not of the flesh and blood, but empowered by the Holy Spirit to destroy the strongholds. So there's three different types of strongholds in the Bible that I want to discuss today. When I was preparing for this, and this is also a lesson that I go deeper into inside of my course, the Spiritual Growth Framework, is I recognize all these different strongholds, and it's important for us to be able to differentiate between them. So one stronghold is it's a fort, it's a fortress, it's a castle, it's a secure place. This is something that's physical. It's a place to be safe against the enemy's attacks. We see this in 1 Samuel 23:14. David stayed in the wilderness strongholds and in the hills of the desert of Ziph. Day after day, Saul searched for him, but God did not give David into his hands. Another example is a stronghold in the Bible is when God himself is referred to as our stronghold. Since strongholds can be places of refuge and safety from danger, God is certainly our stronghold, our spiritual stronghold, since he is the one who keeps us safe and rescues us from our enemies. So stronghold is a physical place. It's a secure place. It's a castle. It's a fortress. Another stronghold is our stronghold in the Lord. Okay. We see this in Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and my horn, in the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. It's where we take refuge. We take refuge in the Lord. Yes, we cannot physically touch him, but spiritually, he is our stronghold. And the last stronghold, which is the one that we're going to be talking about today, is emotional. In the Bible, it refers to the negative patterns of thinking, prideful thoughts, worldly messages that have been written really on the minds and hearts of believers. These strongholds come from thought patterns, assumptions, beliefs, and opinions that are elevated against God's knowledge. So it's really intimate awareness and character and activity of God that gives access to the enemy when we are not acknowledging that, right? Because it's anything that's elevated against God's knowledge. And I know often when we're going through something that we like to compare it, we're called to destroy our strongholds. We're not called to compare them. We're not to ignore them. We're not to pretend like they don't exist. We are to destroy what comes against the truth. We're to take our thoughts captive. We're to make them obedient to Christ. We know that nothing we go through will ever compare to what Jesus did for us. Right? Because we often compare, well, what I'm going through is nothing compared to what Jesus did. Of course. And we can't even compare. It's not even on the same scale of comparing our pain to what Jesus did. However, it is a beautiful reminder and perspective, but doesn't destroy the stronghold, right? It merely compares it. When we're comparing our stronghold to what Jesus did for us or what somebody else is going through, it doesn't destroy it. It just transfers it. Anything that gives the enemy easy access to our minds or is above the word of God in your life is a stronghold. To take a thought captive means that any thought that is not in alignment with truth, we are to take captive as a prisoner of war. Because if we can stop this one thought, then we can stop the havoc that it would happen in our life because of those thoughts. So those thoughts are really terrorists in our brains. If you're someone who feels anxiousness or wants to feel like themselves again, or feels like their emotions run the show, they want a closer relationship with God, the Spiritual Growth Framework course would be perfect for you to start. It's in-depth. It's 6 weeks. You work with me and we go through this. You have a private student community also to ask questions. So you're never just alone in this. When we're talking about thoughts, we build and destroy one thought at a time. Our thoughts come from all different places: the spirit, God, our flesh, the enemy. But our brains are kind of lazy because it doesn't want to think too hard, which is why strongholds can feel so hard to break. When we're going against the tension, when we're going against the lie and we're bringing truth to it, our brains are lazy. And it's like, this is hard. And it's easy for us to want to settle into it. I always remember thinking, like, how do I do this? It doesn't feel like what I'm doing right now is working. Have you ever felt like that? But over time, in that intentional pursuit of the truth and healing, I started to recognize, looking back, that all that time I spent with the Lord and journaling and praying and being intentional and forgiving was not wasted. And I can see that in my walk, but I can also see that in my heart. So we carry assumptions in our relationships, and we start to think about, well, what is going on? How do I make this thought obedient, right? Because if it's destroyed and it's built one thought at a time. And discipleship is really putting on the character of Christ. The depth that we know truth is the depth that we will be free. The longer we believe a lie, the more hurtful the truth can be. I just kind of said that in a different way, but it's true. Like, the longer we believe a lie, the more hurtful the truth can be. And that's why we have to be able to discern. So to take a thought captive, we have to replace that thought with the truth. We can't just take the thought captive without replacing truth at the same time. We don't only want destruction, we want construction at the same time. When we destroy the stronghold, we get rid of the enemy's access and now become more filled with God's word. We believe sometimes that we need to escape from the pain and escape from the repeated thought. So we will act and we'll medicate ourselves, which really attracts attention to the enemy. Because pain also wants someone to blame. When I blame you, I believe I don't have to deal with it because it's on you, not on me. It's our way of escaping. Therefore, making a stronghold anything on which someone relies on. When we do this, we become reliable to the enemy, right? That means that he always can count on us to really make others our enemy. And if the enemy can make you feel lonely, sad, then your body will follow the belief, turning to your addiction to give you safety and comfort, like food or pornography. James 1, 14 through 15 says, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." See, the enemy entices us with our desires. And our desires lead to thoughts that form our beliefs, that change our actions, which form our habits, that shape our character, leading to strongholds. And repeat that one more time. Desires lead to thoughts that form our beliefs, that change our actions, which form our habits, that shape our character. We desire community and intimacy, but sometimes we feel rejected. So we'll turn to anything to kind of give us that sense of belonging. We are not at the mercy of our desires, because this is also how the fruit of the Spirit works. We can choose which desire to feed. For example, I am married to my husband, which means I turn down every other man by fault because I am in a covenant relationship with my husband. When we choose God, right, when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, that means that I am choosing to turn down sin. We are in a covenant relationship with God. We can be trusted to be vessels of the Holy Spirit, but this fruit takes time to destroy the strongholds, to pull down the strongholds. It is going to take practice. It's going to be taking those thoughts as prisoners of war. Your peace is not microwavable. It's not instant. You can't just pop it in for 45 seconds and then get out peace. We can live in peace because it's a fruit of the Spirit. And it's also, he is the Prince of Peace, of course, but destroying strongholds take active work in our lives with the power of Christ. Galatians 5, 24 through 25, "In those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit." To live with the Spirit, we need to be in step with the Spirit, which means we need to be trained. 1 Timothy 4:7, "Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Train yourself for godliness." That means that godliness has to be trained. It's a practice. So we're going to walk out pulling down these strongholds and destroying them with our thoughts and knowing that they're terrorists in our brain, and that when we deconstruct with our thoughts, we have to construct with the truth. We got to build something as we're taking down something. Godliness has to be trained. it has to be practiced. And that's something that I go into depth for, is practicality in my course, Spiritual Growth Framework. But to win, we must train. That's why we need weapons that access divine power in our lives. Friend, this isn't going to be answered overnight for you. I know that. And I know that you want it to. But hear my heart. You are a soldier and you are training. And this is your battleground. Godliness has to be trained. This is something that does take time. People study scriptures for years until the day they die, and they're still learning. This isn't about arriving. This isn't about getting it perfect. But I do want you to have the tools that you need to be able to walk this out and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and to live out forgiveness, to live out this healing from anxiousness, or the feelings that you have, or the not good enough, or the doubts, or the overthinking. And I'd love to walk through that with you. You can do that with me inside my course, Spiritual Growth Framework, or just, I would love to even connect with you inside of my Facebook group community, where it's free to join, and I go live in there. And I just want to remind you, to win, we must train. And that's why we need weapons that access divine power in our lives. Remember, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved, a place where you feel like you didn't have to hide? Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table, but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started. And I'll see you there, friend.